As the weather eventually starts warming up, we may be inspired to check out some festivals, events and wine shows. Glenn the Wine Guy has put together a guide for us. He joins me now for a yarn. How's it going, Glenn?
Very well, thanks, Jenny. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Look, it may be all wet and boggy at the moment, although that's no, you know, that shouldn't stop you from enjoying a nice glass of wine. But when it does get nice out and about, how good is either a wine festival or a wine-adjacent festival, Glenn?
Oh, it's perfectly excellent, just what we need. And Mother Nature is doing her thing, and of course we just have to go with her and enjoy life's moments when we can. And there's lots of things to do around South Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with a Paxton Wine Events coming up this Sunday. What's in store?
Well, yeah, Summer Market Days down at Paxton Wine. So I think that's Sunday the 20th of November and beyond. I think that's going to go through all the yummy warm summer days down there. And that's at McLaren Vale, and they've got some great wines, of course. And according to the SouthAustralia.com website, there's going to be a myriad, oh, I love that word, a myriad of art, craft, produce and food stores, so something for absolutely everyone. Good food options. They make great Pinot Gris down there, I think, and Rosé, and Tempranillo, Graciano, lots of good things to try there. And they're family-friendly, and even your doggy can come too as long as he or she is on a leash.
You know what's the cutest thing when you go to a wine cellar door and they have their own pooches there?
Yeah, that's right, mascots.
Do you have any favourite dogs at wineries?
I think, look, there was a couple at Rockford Wine that used to come along, and when you're picking Cabernet out there, the dogs would come along and just bite a bunch of grapes off and sit in the corner and chew on some Cabernet while you're looking at the basket press going round and round. So I found that quite funny. And Dave Lehman's got a few beauties up there in Tanunda as well that like to hang around, which is great fun.
Ah, good boys and girls. And then on November, Saturday 26th and Sunday 27th, another pet-friendly thing that's happening at what is it? Seven Hill Cellars, is that right?
Yes, Seven Hill Cellars up at Clare Valley. So they've teamed up with the lovely folks at Bao Plus. So they've got those great Bao buns, you know, that are sort of famous in Taiwan and Singapore. They're either barbecued meat like pork and chicken or seafood and vegetarian. They might even have gluten-free Bao buns too. Might be best to check. But up at Clare Valley, Seven Hill, they're well known for sparkling Riesling and fortified things. So that's going to be good fun. And they're pet-friendly too. I'd try to look up giraffes if you've got a pet giraffe and say so, but generally pet-friendly too.
Oh, good. Okay, that's happening hopefully when the weather's a bit nicer. Then Port Nolunga Blues Festival, that'll be fun. That's at a wine bar.
Hello. Look, this is at several venues, Jenny. So this is a great one for listeners. Have a look around there. That's, November 25, 26 and 27. Just like those other events, you know, family-friendly too. And venues like Fleet Street Social and the Flower Store, they're going to be featuring, the local and wonderful Arvy Peterson, who is cooler than a cucumber sandwich from the Antarctic snack bar. I tell you, if you haven't seen Arvy Peterson in action, he is so laid back, beautiful music. And Newry Wine Bar, I think at Port Nolunga, a keen supporter. So they're going to have some non-ticketed three-entry performances to enjoy. And this is good because there's English blues guitarist and singer Matt Schofield. He's going to be down there. And also South Australia's own guitar icon, Chris Finnan, too.
Oh,
so
beauty.
Some lovely people to go.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great fun.
Excellent. And then moving into December, getting into the festive season, and there's something intriguing going on for a Greek barbecue festival.
I know, how good's that? So, genre wines, I know I say that as correctly as I can for South Australia, genre, or some people say genre, but genre wines up at Clare are also obviously going to be with the Clare Valley Brewing Company. So that's December, Saturday 3rd and Sunday 4th. So they've got wine, beer, and gin. So there's sparkling shardy up there, and Riesling and rosé. They do a nice Malbec and Greek barbecue to kick off summer. So delicious Greek food up there, great hospitality, something you certainly don't want to miss up there. And also, it says come one, come all, and dogs included. So
hey,
if there's any dogs out there, woof, woof, brr, brr, you're welcome.
That sounds pretty good. And then there's a bit closer to Christmas, Wine Machine, McLaren Vale, Serafino Wines. What's that all about? What's going on there?
What is going on? Well, this is going to be a beauty. Wine Machine at Serafino Wine. So, yeah, Saturday, December 17. Also well known for fortifieds and bubbly and Grenache and Syrah and that sort of thing. So this is going to be huge. Kangarilla Road there somewhere. And they've got bands such as Flight Facilities, Lime Cordial, Cut Copy, San Cisco, Masked Wolf. There's about five or six others up there, and they reckon it's the biggest lineup ever. So that's going to be good fun.
One of my favourite Barossa Valley wineries also has something on before the December Madness. Gibson Wines. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's in store for their fun day.
Oh, the Sunday fun day. Now, Rob and Anne Gibson, host and hostess with the mostest. And look, if you're going that way, ask Rob about his kite flying expertise too, because all winemakers have to have a hobby when they're not making wine. But if you head up to Gibson Wines, their Sunday fun day are so relaxed and beautiful. And this time around on the 27th of November, they're going to have local live band, the Valley Cats. So you're actually going to have another winemaker, Tim Smith, on drums up the back there. So that's at Willows Road, up at Light Pass, and they're the most beautiful people. Well worth a trip up there to have a look at their Fiano and Graciano Rosé and Nero d'Avola. Great fun.
Yes, so I have. I got myself on the, you know, the info list. You know, when the wineries hassle you about all their deals, they've twisted my arm.
I know
they have. They've got some good stuff. So that's on November 27, 12 till 5, the Gibson Wines Sunday Fun Day. Yeah. I hear also your organisation, Glen Malika Wine Pro, is going to be doing some stuff in Adelaide.
Yes, at the beautiful and, I guess, famous Intercontinental Hotel down on North Terrace City, starting from next week. For about 4 or 5 weeks in a row, we've got some of the lovely Wine Pro family are going to come on down to Adelaide and bring their lovely wares and do some complimentary wine tastings down there in the lobby of the Intercontinental Hotel, and everyone's welcome. That'll be good fun too.
Beauty. What days are those on?
Oh, that's starting from about the 22nd. So everyone's doing about a 3-day stint down there. So you've got like, it'll either be Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, and the other guys are going to overlap, I think, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you can contact the hotel and see what's on, because it will probably be on their website too to let you know who's coming and what they're going to be doing.
And I feel as though we've left the best to last, because Glenn, the wine guy, I know you many things. You're media savvy, you're a great conversationalist, you know your wines, but I hear you are also a bit of a rock dude.
Yes, look, in between all the other silly things I've done with my life, Jenny, yeah, thank you. Occasionally, I don't say I'm a musician, but I do hold a bass guitar and stand next to a lot of drummers. So over the years, I've done a lot of blues and rock band things in my, what I laughingly call my spare time. So yes, I've teamed up with a lovely bunch of guys called No Exit, and we've been invited to set New Year's Eve alive up at the mighty Mount Mary Hotel, which is about halfway between New Dunder and Morgan. I think it holds the record for being the smallest pub with the largest crowd in South Australia at times, but we will be up there with the band No Exit doing lovely tunes from people like INXS, Billy Idol, AC/DC, The Divinyls, ZZ Top, Lenny Kravitz, Angels, Rose Tattoo, The Radiators, you name it. We're just going to light people up and make sure they land in 2023 in good shape.
Oh, that's awesome. New Year's Eve. That'll be great. So Mount Mary Hotel, get to see Glenn the Wine Guy, you know, rocking his heart out. Sounds
yes,
like a lot
of fun.
I won't
be drinking any wine until I'm finished.
Good idea. I have that philosophy if I ever do an MC gig at a wedding or something. Otherwise, it gets messy.
Play sober, have a drink afterwards. Very cool.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. Thanks for all your ideas in the lead up to Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Jenna. I hope all the listeners find something fun and exciting to do as we head towards the end of the year.
And next fortnight, it'll be our last one for the year. We'll talk about some good bubbly drops, because that's a very festive Christmas thing to be drinking. So looking forward to hearing that.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Christmas and New Year's Eve, yes, we'll have some great recommendations for all of you.